Praise the Lord. Lagos people, headquarters of Deeper Life, if you're there, I said, praise the Lord. If you believe that today, this very night, something great, something glorious, something marvelous, something unforgettable will happen in your life, say amen. Of all those online, as the Lord has brought you here today to connect, I'll connect with you, and I'll connect you with heaven. Miracle, healing, salvation, deliverance, power explosion in your life in Jesus' name. His name is wonderful. His name works miracles. His name brings deliverance. And His name today, that name that can never fail, that name will do extraordinary in every one of our lives in Jesus' name. Let me tell you what we have been tonight. I'm going to open the door. The door to your miracle. The door to explosion. The door to power. The door to deliverance. And as the door is open, you will enter in. As you enter, you'll find everything you have come for. Everything you have been praying about. Everything you desire from heaven, you're going to find everything as you enter tonight in Jesus' name. I will enter. Your voice is like Hamatana taking your voice away. I will enter. You'll enter and find the blessing of God, the miracle of God, the salvation of God, the power of God in your life in Jesus' name. I'm still there. Praise of that hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight and bless your name. You are the God that cannot fail, the God of love, the God of power, the God of yesterday, the God of today, and the God of tomorrow. We're praying, O Lord, everyone here tonight will experience that unfailing power in their lives in Jesus' name. The young, the old, the sick, the sinful, the suffering, the seekers, everyone, everywhere, that your power in an unprecedented manner will touch everyone tonight in Jesus' name. Open the door for everyone. Keep the door open for everyone. And as that door remains open, everyone coming in will come into your glory, into your power, into your goodness, and into explosion of miracles this day, everywhere, in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know you have answered, and there is a confirmation in every life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Give me good international global crusade. Amen. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight we're coming to the word of God, and we're looking at Acts chapter 14, verse 27. Acts chapter 14, I'm reading from verse 27. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he, God, how he, our creator, how he, the lover of every soul, how he, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he, the one who is ever present, ever powerful, ever mighty, how he, the one who is blessing you tonight, how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. He, the Almighty God, that opens and no one can shut, shuts and no one can open. The apostles came and they told that large gathering of the assembled followers of Christ. And he said, the Almighty, the Great One, the lover of all his creation, he has opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles, everyone, to the blessing that Christ provided from the cross of Calvary. And tonight, that God has opened the door of miracle, door of salvation, door to performance, and door to manifestation in every life tonight, in Jesus' name. They rehearsed, they retold, they explained, they expounded, they told the people how God had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. What does that mean? In Acts chapter 15, reading from verse 3. Acts chapter 15, reading from verse 3. It tells us there, the open door, where that open door led. And it says, and being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles. And they caused great joy unto all the brethren. The Lord opened the way and the door and the gate of salvation, of conversion, of transformation, of a change, of what change of life for everyone. And tonight, as God says, I am God, I change not, and Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, like he did in the past, he's going to do today for you, for your family, for everyone online. Is going to open the door into conversion, into salvation, into healing, into deliverance, into power manifestation tonight, in Jesus' name. Look at verse 12, chapter 15. It says, then all the multitudes kept silence. So Barnabas, declaring what miracles and wonders as the doors were opened, conversion took place, salvation took place, transformation of life took place, their names were written in the book of life in heaven, and then there were miracles and there were wonders. When God opens the door, for you. And you see it with the eyes of faith. And you believe it with your whole heart. And then the Lord says, tonight, the door is open. Where are you? Come in. And then you stand up. And with all your and all your mind, and with readiness, without any delay, you come to the Lord and you enter. Immediately tonight, you are going to be saved. Immediately tonight, you are going to be healed. There will be miracles and wonders that God will work as he had wrought among the Gentiles by them. Tonight, I'm talking to you on opening the door to God's miracles and wonders. Opening the doors to God's miracles and wonders. In a global crusade like this, the Lord opens the door for multitudes, great number, for them to come into the salvation of the Lord, for them to come into the healing that Christ provides, for them to come into the supernatural exploits by the Spirit of God. He opens the door tonight. You are coming. What am I talking about there? You will come in. Say, I will come in. Salvation is inside the kingdom. I come in. Miracle inside the kingdom. I come in. Power inside the kingdom. I come in. And every yoke being broken. The moment you come into the kingdom of God, every yoke in your life will be broken. All the powers of Satan, they were destroyed. No matter how long it's been there, that power from the world of darkness, that power from the one that hates your soul, hates your body, hates your life, the moment you come and you come in to the open door of the kingdom, all those shackles are broken in Jesus' name. Your life tonight. Say, my life tonight. Your family tonight. Say, in my family tonight. In my locality tonight. Every yoke will be broken. All the powers of the evil one will be destroyed. And the Lord gloriously, mightily, and powerfully, as he opens the door and you come in, there'll be no wasting of any time at all. In like this, bam, miracle will come upon you. Opening the door to God's miracles and wonders. There are three things we're looking at. Number one, the impartial manifestation of miracles for everyone. That word impartial means whether you are low or high, whether you've been to church before or you've never been to church, whether you've read the Bible before or not read the Bible before, religious, traditional, whatever. Once you push everything aside and you say tonight, I enter in, God is impartial. It will come upon you. It will come upon your children. And everyone asking, everyone desiring, everyone believing tonight, that power will walk in your life in Jesus' name. Number one, the impartial manifestation of miracles for everyone. Number two, the immediate miracle. This one, there's no delay today. There's no comeback today. Where you are, at the moment, we begin to pray. As you hear the word, as you believe the word, as you accept the word, as you personalize the word, and saying, yes, oh Lord, I am here. It is mine. There'll be an immediate miracle of mercy everywhere. Immediate miracle of mercy everywhere. Number three, the inexhaustible marvels, the marvels of Christ, the goodness of Christ, the impossibilities that will turn around and become possible in your life, that even you yourself and the people around you will say, this is marvelous. Only God could have done this. The inexhaustible marvels of the Messiah every time. It's always like that. He went about being good. All that were oppressed of the devil, like he did before, that same Jesus, the same yesterday and today and forever, everywhere, today, as he did every time at that time, and his marvels are not exhaustible. They're still there, as the ocean, as wide as humanity, the inexhaustible marvels of the Messiah every time. Everyone, everywhere, every time, you must have your own share. I will have mine. Or are you? I will have mine. It will touch your life tonight in Jesus' name. Let's look at number one. Is the impartial manifestation of miracles for everyone. We're looking at Acts chapter 10. And we're reading from verse 34. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said of a truth. And what was true at that time is still true today. Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. The saying that God is impartial, that no matter who you are and no matter where you are, the power of God manifesting today, the power of God moving in our midst today, I perceive. You must perceive in your heart, as he's calling you for salvation, as he's calling you for healing, as he's calling you for demonstration of heavenly power in your life, you must perceive in your own heart. You must understand, you must perceive, you must discern that our God, the great God of heaven, he loves all the people he has created. And because he created you, and he didn't create you for Satan to manipulate your life, make you to suffer, destroy your life, trample upon your life, he created you so that his purpose for which he sent Christ to the cross of Calvary to die for you, that purpose will be fulfilled. As you perceive that in your heart, salvation available on the cross, healing available on the cross, and deliverance available through the cross, you perceive that in your heart, that God is no respecter of persons, it will happen in your life in Jesus' name. And then in verse 38, it said how God, the loving God, how God, the merciful God, our God, the never failing God, our God, the powerful and mighty God, our God, anointed Jesus of Nazareth. No other Jesus. There's no other name. There's no other personality. There's no other religious person that can give you salvation and healing and deliverance and the power to overcome everything that comes against your life. This Jesus, and this Jesus only, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and what power, who went about doing good everywhere he went. Everyone that needed a touch, a transformation, conversion, salvation, healing, deliverance, everyone, he touched everyone, healed everyone, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We learned something here, that our God is impartial. His manifestation, his miracle, his transformation, his salvation available for everyone. And Jesus Christ is still here today. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Therefore, I should boldly say, the Lord is my helper. He will not forsake you today. And the moment, you know, the door is open already, how God opened the door of faith, how God opened the door of salvation, how God opened the door of power, how God opened the door of marvelous manifestations of miracles unto everyone that will call upon him. And now God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth of the Holy Ghost and with power, and is going about here, going about in every state, going about in every country, going about to everyone, and is manifesting his miracle power tonight. He has gotten to you already. He's by your side already. And is the one assuring you in your heart right now, the door of faith, the door of salvation, the door of healing, the door of deliverance is opened for you already. Now, how do I enter? If the door is open, if the Almighty God is so merciful, is so loving, and he opens the door, how do I come in? Acts chapter 3, verse 19. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, it tells us how to come in. It says, repent ye therefore, and be converted. That is, you turn away from the wrong direction, the sinful direction, the evil direction, the satanic direction, the contradictory direction you have been looking at. It says, turn around. It says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. It'll blot out your sins. It will take the melting, the razor of heaven and clear every offense, every sin, every evil, every bad thing you've done in the past. The moment you turn, the moment you repent, the moment you say, Lord, I've been in darkness, I want to come to the light. I've been in evil, I want to come to your goodness. I've been an injurious person. I've been a dangerous person. But now I turn and I come to the Lord, and I want his love to prevail in my heart, in my life. He will blot out all those things when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The time of refreshing, of renewal, of reformation, of transformation tonight, as the door is open, that time of restoration, refreshing, renewal, welcome in Jesus' name. You are dry, your life will take on something fresh. You've been tired, weak, weary, and worn, but new life will come to you in Jesus' name. And remember, that's the impartial manifestation of miracles for everyone. It's for whosoever. In verse 26, he then tells us, unto you first, God having raised up his son Jesus. Unto you first, you're hearing, and you are the first one, and the door is open, that you'll get him. I will get him. I said, I will get him. Unto you first, the Lord has honored you. And he wants you to come in first, and then after that, you'll call on other people and you assure them what he has done for me, he will do for you also. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you, sent him to bless you, sent him to bless you. Bless you with salvation. Bless you with new life. Bless you with transformation. Bless you with power to live in newness of life. Bless you in turning you away from everything of the past that was evil. And he says, in turning away. If you have your Bible there, what's the next word there? Every one of you. Every one of you. From your iniquities. That's what the Lord will do. You say, I don't know how to change. I don't know how to have a new life. I don't know how to have a new beginning. Just come in, come in. And then the Lord will do it and accomplish it for your life in Jesus' name. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. It tells us in Acts chapter 5, verse 12. Acts chapter 5, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Then in verse 16, it tells us there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, everyone. And they were healed, everyone. Everyone there tonight, blind eyes will open. Everyone there tonight, the lame will rise up and walk. Everyone there tonight, that cancer will pass out of your body. Everyone there tonight, that incurable disease will be healed in Jesus' name. And they were healed, everyone. You see that? There's no impartiality there. The small, the great, the lowly, the high, the poor, the rich, the door is open for everyone, and they were healed, everyone. You will not miss your own. In Romans chapter 1, reading from verse 16, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the good news coming from Christ. I'm not ashamed of the great news, manifestation of his power, that Christ has made available for everyone. I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone. You see that? It's the power of God unto salvation. Forgiveness is there. Freedom is there. The power to live, newness of life is there. Assurance that all your sins are taken away, all that is there. And Paul the apostle said, I am not ashamed. And I say, I am not ashamed. And you say, you are not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Everyone that believeth. As the door is open, you know God is impartial, and you believe it's open for you. Everyone that believeth that Christ is Savior, he'll save me today. He believeth that Christ is healer, he'll heal me today. That believeth, he believeth that Christ is deliverer, he'll deliver me today. That believeth that Christ is able to do all things in my life, and he will do it today for everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Impartial manifestation of miracles for everyone coming upon you. It will happen to you. The door is open, and all you have to do is get away from darkness and come to the light, for God is light, and then his power will be manifested without any limitation in your life in Jesus' name. Number two is the immediate miracle of mercy everywhere. Immediate. You know, if a man was to do something, he may not have all the tools, all the gadgets and all the things to make those things happen, but in the case of God, it's just to speak the word and it is done in your life. That's why as you come today, immediately everything God is going to do, he will do in your life. Salvation immediate. Healing immediate. Transformation of life immediate. Deliverance immediate. And the power to break every yoke out of your life immediate in Jesus' name. The immediate miracle of mercy. Miracle of mercy. And you don't have to say, oh Lord, give me chance. I want to improve on myself. It's not by marriage. Is the mercy of God. And as the mercy of God comes today, coming through the open door and then getting to you there today, that immediate miracle will happen in your life. I see God's power coming upon your life. Impossibilities becoming possible in your life. And the goodness of God and the greatness of God be manifested in your life, even tonight, in Jesus' name. I see your testimony coming upon you. And your testimony, testimony of salvation, testimony of all your sins forgiven, testimony of the joy of salvation in your heart, in your life, testimony of the immediate manifestation of the glory and the power of God to roll away all your problems tonight in Jesus' name. The immediate miracle of mercy everywhere. Look at Jonah. In Jonah chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 1, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Then in verse 2, it tells us, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Hold on. Jonah had a message. It wasn't a message he got from another prophet, that prophet could not deliver, and so sent him go and be my mouthpiece. No. Jonah had a message, specific message for specific people and for a specific purpose. And so God said, arise and go to Nineveh. The Lord mentioned the place, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Now, if Jonah became afraid of the Ninevites, of the look on their faces, and did not deliver the message of God unto them, those people will not have the door of mercy opened unto them. And if we do not have the message that God has sent through his only begotten Son, Christ at Calvary, the message of the gospel, the message of the good news, the message of the only way out of sin unto salvation, and the message that Christ himself has borne all our chastisement, and he has given us the healing, and by his stripes we are healed. If we don't deliver that message, the audience will not have the door of the miracles of mercy opened unto them. But Jonah got a message from God, and he remembered what God had said. Go tell them. Go proclaim unto them. Go preach unto them that message I bid thee. Look at verse 3. Then we're told in verse 3. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. According to the word of the Lord. There are people who are interested in listening to the tradition of the land. They're interested in listening to the religion of the land. They're interested in listening to entertainment of the preachers. But you know, he went to Nineveh and he did and he spoke and he declared just the word of the Lord. And that is your advantage. As you hear the word of the Lord and you give your heart and your mind and your will to the word of the Lord, it is that word connected with your faith that will open the door of the miracle of mercy for everyone, everywhere, today, in Jesus' name. Now, Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And then in verse 4, it says, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. What he was telling them is that they were not going to be overthrown that night. Not even that week, not even that month. They had 40 days to hear the message, accept the message, believe the message, personalize the message, and seek for the mercy of God. And they were wise. I pray you'll be wise. I said you will be wise. Today is the day of salvation. You'll be wise to get saved today. Today is the day of your miracle. You'll be wise to get your miracle tonight. Today is the day of your deliverance. And you'll get your deliverance tonight in Jesus' name. Look at verse 5. It says in verse 5, so the people of Nineveh believed God. They believed God of power. is God of love, is also God of justice and God of judgment. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. They believe God that God is not a sugar daddy. They believe God that God judges sin. They believe God that God cannot overlook evil. They believe God that is a purer eye than to behold iniquity. They believe God that if they continued in their sin and they continued in their evil, that 40 days there will come an end for them. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least of them. Genuine repentance, city-wide repentance, nationwide repentance, transparent repentance. It was not a superficial repentance. It was not a one-sided repentance. From the greatest of them, even to the least of them. And they were told in verse 6 that for the word came unto the king of Nineveh. Think about this now. Think about this now. The word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne. And he laid his robes from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. They were told in verse 7, it says, and he caused it to be proclaimed, announced, and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man, nor beast, nor herd, nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. In verse 8, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn. That's a secret. Let them turn, that's God's desire. Let them turn, that's God's expectation. Yes, required, demanded repentance. If they didn't repent, all that Jonah said would have been fulfilled. They would have died in their sins. And dying in their sins, they would have perished forever. He understood that Jonah was not in Nineveh for entertainment. The people that think that crusade time is entertainment time, is motivational time, is happy time, is dancing time. No, it's a serious time. A time to look at our lives. A time to see why all these judgments and the justice of God is taking over in any life, in any family, in any community, and to see what makes God angry. That God is angry at the sinner every day. And if that anger continues and the sinner does not repent, that sinner will die in his sin, will perish in his sin, and will go to hell forever and ever because he took the message of God for entertainment. But you know, he didn't take it for entertainment. The king said, let them cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence, from the cruelty, from the murderous tendencies, from their bad attitude, from the violence that is in their hands. You see that the king was very clear and specific in talking about repentance, what he turned away from, and how they turned with all their heart, and they turned unto the Lord, and they turned from the evil of the past, and the turn to the righteousness of God even today. Look at verse 9. It says, who can tell if God will turn and repent? We will turn and repent. That will pull the door open so that he, God, also, as we turn and repent, he will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that will perish not. And then in verse 10, we're told, and God saw their works, and God saw their mind, and God saw their change of mind, and God saw their repentance, and God saw their sincerity, and God saw that they were not taking him for granted, and God saw that they took him serious. God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not. As you repent tonight, the judgment of God will be taken away from you. The anger of God will be taken away from you. And all those things that are happening, and say, why is this happening? Why is that happening? You know, many people do not understand many things happening to them. If they will think they have brought this upon themselves, like the children of Israel, they murmured and they grumbled, and then the serpents came biting them and they were dying. It was because of what they had done. Like Abimelech the king, he had taken the wife of Abraham, and then there was sterility and barrenness and sickness in the whole family. It was because of what they had done. Like Pharaoh and his army perished at the Red Sea. Why? It was because of what they had done. Like Ananias and Sapphira, they died prematurely. It was because of what they had done in lying to the Holy Ghost. And James said, your sins are brought. I also said, your sins are brought all these evil things upon you. But as we repent, as we turn, and we say, Lord, we know that Jesus is the only Savior, and Jesus is able to turn every bad thing around in our lives. After we repent, the goodness of the Lord will show up in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Well, they repented. Does God want you to repent? Does God expect any one of us to repent? In Acts chapter 17, verse 30, it tells us, and in times of this ignorance, God winked at. But now, at this very time, commandeth all men everywhere to repent. All men, young and old, all men and women, all men everywhere, here and over there, anywhere we are, salvation does not come except we turn away from sin, turn away from iniquity, and turn away from evil. The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth everyone, all men, everywhere to repent. And as you repent and turn, the goodness of God will be showered upon your life. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. Look at this. But his long-suffering towards world, not willing that any should perish, not willing that any should perish. Nineveh did not perish, you will not perish. Lord, coming out of Sodom did not perish, you will not perish. And the people of Jesus' days that believed on the Lord, they didn't perish, you will not perish. I will not perish. I will not perish. He says, he's not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see that? All should come to repentance. He doesn't want us to take Christ's suffering for our sins at Calvary. Doesn't want us to take that for a joke. He doesn't want us to take his call to repentance, take that for a joke. He wants us to seriously make up our minds that today, as the door of the miracle of mercy is open for everyone, everywhere, we'll turn and repent so that the salvation of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord will come upon every one of us. Come upon you. I said, come upon you. As you respond to the call of the Lord to repentance, to a new life, you come into the grace of God through the open door. The Lord will show his miracle of mercy upon you tonight in Jesus' name. We come to point number 3 now. Of the Messiah everywhere, everywhere, by your side there, at your seat there, where you're standing over there. The Messiah is for everyone, everywhere. That's why it says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Look at the first part of Exodus chapter 34 and in verse 10. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all the people, a covenant of mercy before all the people, a covenant of the inexhaustible marvels of God before all the people. He says, all thy people, I will do marvels. Tonight, I will do marvels. For you, I will do marvels. Here, he will do marvels. In all over the country, everywhere, as we listen to the word, accept the word, apply the word to our lives, it will do marvels in every life in Jesus' name. And it says, such as have not been done in all the earth and in any nation. What you've never heard of, what you've never seen, what you've never experienced in your personal life, or even in your nation, or in any nation, it says what had never been told in all the earth and in any nation, it said it will accomplish in our lives today. The worst of lies, it will change tonight. The most violent of individuals, it will turn their lives around tonight. And the one who have felt they have sinned so much, and they have sinned, they have almost gone beyond the day of grace. The day of grace comes upon you tonight, and that marvel of salvation, that marvel of transformation you have never experienced in all the earth, in any nation, you are going to experience tonight in Jesus' name. Salvation has come. Healing has come. Deliverance has come. The door is open. Look at Matthew chapter 9. I'm reading from verse 2. In Matthew chapter 9, reading from verse 2, it says, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, actually, what had happened is when they came in, they couldn't find a way to get the man to Jesus. And then they thought, what are we going to do? Are we going to go back home like we came? Are you going to go back home like you came? I can't hear my people. They felt something must happen. We must get this man in front of Jesus. And the Mark account tells us they went to the roof, and then they opened up the roof, and they brought the man through that open channel to the very presence of Christ. And tonight, as we have opened the scriptures to you, and the open door is now before you, all you need now is to come through that open door, as that man came through that open space, and he came to the very presence of Christ. And as you come to the presence of Christ tonight, you'll find it's your Savior. You'll find it's your healer. You'll find it's your deliverer. He brought him, this man, sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And then Jesus, seeing their faith, said on the sick of the palsy, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sin be forgiven thee." That's the first thing he will do tonight. I'm looking at you. Look at me here. What are you? It will forgive your sin. The chain of your sin, it will break. That bad habit, you couldn't stop by yourself. You'll come into the presence of Christ tonight. It will change your life. It will cleanse your life. It will blot out your transgression. It will forgive all your sins in Jesus' name. He said, "Son, be of good cheer." It's something to be happy about when your sins are forgiven. It's something to be happy about when your punishment is canceled. It's something to be happy about when your name is written in the book of life in heaven. Be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. After that forgiveness, don't go yet. Something else is coming. Look at verse 6. It tells us in verse 6, "For they that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." Then said he to the sick of the palsy, "Arise, take up thy bed and go unto thine house." They carried him there, but Jesus said, "You don't need to be carried anymore. Rise up." And the man did not say, "But you see, I'm weak. You see, I can do nothing." He said, "Rise up." When Christ speaks to you and he says, "Rise up," power will follow that word, "Rise up." And you will rise up. Broken bones will be mended. All the lameness will go away, and the paralysis and the stroke, everything will vanish away at a moment of time when he says, "Rise up." You rise up in Jesus' name. When he says, "Look and see," your blind eyes will see. And when he says, "Breathe in and breathe out," all the lungs that were clogged before, everything will open in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the tip of your toe, healing, miracle will come upon your life in Jesus' name. He said, "Arise, take up thy bed and go unto thy house." Look at verse 7. Verse 7 says, "And he arose, and I will arise," and departed to his house. Look at him in your eyes with your mind of imagination. As he rose up, this is a person they carried. Four people carried him to that place, and Jesus said, "Arise," and nobody tried to pick him up, and he arose and he began to walk like I'm walking. And you will walk like I'm walking. Power, strength, might will come upon your life. You will walk in Jesus' name. Verse 8, look at verse 8. "And when the multitude saw it," the multitude will see you. They'll see that miracle. They'll see that healing. They'll see the mighty power of God lifting you up in Jesus' name. They marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Marvelous things are taking place in your life tonight. Salvation available tonight. Healing available tonight. Miracles available tonight. Breaking of yoke available tonight. Deliverance available tonight. There's the anointing that breaks every yoke tonight here, and that anointing will work mightily in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Salvation available. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Forgiveness available. Are you ready? Total freedom available. Are you ready? Inexhaustible marvels of the Messiah available every time, everywhere, for everyone. Are you ready? The goodness of God will be manifested in your life tonight. Available, taking place now. Are you ready? Where are you? Heads bowed and eyes closed. The Lord is calling everyone now. You can make the reconciliation with the Almighty God right now. It's ready to forgive your sin. It's ready to change your life. It's ready to take your guilt away. But it demands repentance from you, that you'll turn from your wicked ways, from your violent ways, and from the sinful ways of your life. And as you turn and repent, each year will turn and repent, and the evil he had purposed to do before, he will not do again in your life. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You're giving your life to the Lord now. You're saying, oh Lord, I need your forgiveness. I need your salvation. I need your love. I need your grace. I need your mercy upon me, so that all my sins, the burden of my sin, the guilt of my sin, everything will vanish away. I want it now. Wherever you are, raise up your hand. It's the moment of decision in your life. Moment of salvation in your life. Moment of going away from the path to hell and coming to the very gate of heaven. Wherever you are, raise up that hand. If you are raising up your hand, let heaven see you. Stand up on your feet. You're saying, Lord, I don't want to waste this moment of forgiveness, of salvation, of freedom from sin, of breaking every yoke and every fetter of iniquity in my life. I come now. Thank you, Lord, because you are willing to forgive me. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. And I turn away from darkness. I turn to the light. I turn away from my evil. I turn to the good side. Lord, I come. Over wherever you are, raise up your hand and stand up and say, Lord, with all sincerity. We don't manifest sincerity in the presence of God. We don't act as hypocrites in the presence of God. We don't lie in the presence of God. There's no deception. It's like those who are deceptive in the presence of God, they're taking Calvary for a joke, and God will not take it easy with them. Lord, I come. I surrender my heart, my life, everything. I surrender unto you. I'm sorry for all the evil I've done. Forgive me, Lord. Change my life. Cleanse my heart. Blot out all my transgressions. Then thank him for his love. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his goodness. Merciful God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Keep on standing. I'm praying for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you at this time. We know that you are serious with our salvation. You're serious with our forgiveness. And you see everyone, those who are sincere, and those who have called upon you, those who have turned away from darkness, turned away from sin, turned away from iniquity, and return to the Lord now as their personal Savior, save them in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, you blot out all their transgression, all their iniquity, and the guilt and the burden of sin take away from their lives. Let the joy of salvation, the joy of forgiveness, and the joy of freedom from sin come upon their lives right now. Those who are here, those who are over there, everywhere, online, let the joy of forgiveness and salvation come upon everyone now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there. And they'll give you slips to fill. And I said, you know, tell the truth there. When we have repented and gotten the salvation of the Lord, we don't tell lies anymore. Counselors, thank you very much. Please do that in time. And we'll call on our pastor to please continue with the counseling at this time.
Counselors, please move around now. All our brethren, those who are wearing pink now, just move around. Let's go to the far back. All those who are standing there, keep standing. The counselors will meet you now. They will take your information. They'll give you a small slip. Fill it very well. Your address, the names you are called at home, your telephone number, complete. Let's move around. Counselors, please. See them. Let's move to the far back. There are so many people at the back there. Complete the slip, write your complete address, give them the correct address so that they'll be able to help you. Move around, let's do that quickly. No, tell the truth in your writing. When you have repented, you tell the truth. You can't tell lies again, you can't deceive anybody again. Tell the truth. Just give your correct address, correct phone numbers. You have joined a new family now. You are a member of the body of Christ now. You are a new creature now. All things are passed away. No more lying, no more deception. Do that quickly. Do that quickly. And don't forget, there will be believers lunch tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Hall of Deeper Life High School. All of you are there. Those who gave their life yesterday, you're also invited there. 2 p.m. Believers lunch. Come and dine with the people of God. You are now a child of God. You are now a beloved of God. Give the correct address. Do that quickly. Counselors, please move around. Let's move to the far back there. Remember that you cannot go home now. Nobody's going home now because miracle is coming. The power of God will be released very, very soon. So don't go. Don't go. And there are buses available. And the buses will wait for you. Get your miracle and you will testify. And then you will go home joyfully and happily. Today is your day. A day of salvation. A day of miracle for you. A day of repentance for you. A day to be sincere with God. And God will be sincere with you. Supervisors, please confirm. I want to know if you are finished. Or my, just wave your hand from the left side here. Let's do that. Move around, check up. All our counselors, those wearing pink, make sure you stay with them. Stay with them. So that when the power comes down, you'll be able to identify them. A time of power has come. Prepare yourself. Today, this night is your night. You are going to give your own testimony. Something is going to happen. Prepare your heart, prepare yourself. Supervisors, please, once you are finished, signify so that I can see you. Let's see those who are the far back there. Heaven is happy. Angels are rejoicing because of you tonight. Be happy. That joy will come out during the final prayer. When miracle explosion will begin in your life, you will see it. You will touch it. You will taste it. And you will know it. Prepare yourself. The time is very close now. Very, very close now. Counselors, we are waiting for you. Supervisors, please. Let's know when you are set. I'm waiting for the counselors, the supervisors. Okay. Okay, get ready now. The time has come. The time of power has come. The time of authority in your life has come. Remember those of you online, if you give your life to Christ, connect with Christ. Make sure you fill the form online so that we can get back to you. There are phone numbers there. Just scrolling on your screen now. You will see the phone numbers. And prepare yourself now for the time of miracle. The time of miracle is here now. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready. Supervisors, we are set. Okay. Okay. Get ready now. Get ready now. The man of God is here now.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said, praise the Lord. Remember, God Himself opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And all you have to do at the gate, the door, the windows of heaven are opened is to come in. And to say, Lord, I believe. He anointed His only begotten Son. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost and power. And He went about. It's still the same. Does not change. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He went about doing good. He's going about tonight to do good in your life. To open the eyes of the blind. To make the lame to rise up and walk. And it's between you and the Lord. As He comes around, as He goes around, and then He comes to your side and say, Lord, I thank you. I know the door of faith is opened unto me, and it will do good in your life. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, oppressed of the devil. God does not oppress anyone. Oppressed of the devil is Satan, is the devil. And Christ conquered him, conquered the devil on the cross of Calvary. And for you tonight, He conquered him in Jesus' name. Healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him and is still with him, and Jesus sacrificed and paid for your redemption and paid for your healing. And when Jesus says yes, and Jesus says it's all right, and Jesus says rise up and walk, no other power can contradict that. When he says yes in your life, nobody can say no. I said, when he says yes in your life, nobody can say no. He says, yes, your eyes will be opened. Yes, you'll rise up and walk. Yes, you'll have a miracle. Yes, you'll have your healing. Yes, every yoke will break in your life. Yes, and all the things that are evil, the Lord will reverse everything in your life tonight in Jesus' name. The door is open and you're coming in now. You're coming into your miracle. You're coming into your healing. You're coming into your deliverance. It is happening right now. Where are you? You raise up one hand and lay the other hand upon yourself and say, yes, Lord, I'm here. I know the door is open and I come in, and miracle will meet you right there. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We bless your name. You're a God of love, a God of mercy, a God of power, a God of knowledge, a God of glory. And you see everyone everywhere. And Lord, we know that your power will never fail. The name of Jesus will never fail. And we bring everyone before you now at the open door to the miracles of God. Touch their lives in Jesus' name. When you say yes, no Satan can say no. No devil can say no. No occultic power can say no. And no man, no woman anywhere can say no. You say yes to a miracle. Yes to our healing. Yes to our deliverance. Yes to the manifestation of power. And there is no man, no woman that can say no to your miracle power in Jesus' name. You say yes to blind eyes being opened. You have said yes to insanity being taken away. You have said yes to that swelling going away from the tummy. You have said yes to deliverance and the breaking of yoke for everyone. You have said yes that you come to deliver everyone. Bring your deliverance upon everyone tonight in Jesus' name. Marvelous miracle in your life. Marvelous operation in your life. Marvelous manifestation in your life. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Let the power that breaks every yoke come upon your life now and break every yoke in your life. Miracle to the right. Miracle to the left, miracle to the front, miracle for the young, miracle for the old, miracle for the infirm, miracle everywhere now in Jesus' name. Confirm your mighty power in every life. Thank you, Lord, because we know it is done. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Check up your. Praise the Lord. Check up yourself now. If you are blind before, open your eyes. Heaven has said yes, your miracle, you can see. If you were lame before, check up yourself. Heaven has said yes to your miracle. You rise up and walk. Anything swollen in your body before, check up. Heaven has said yes to your miracle. And nobody can say no. Tonight is the night of your healing. The night of your deliverance. The night of yokes being broken in your life. Check up. Your miracle is there. The door is open, rise up and go through the open door. You'll never be the same again In Jesus' name.
Come now, the miracle is there.